Cars line up at the entrance to the Family Drive-In Theater in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. It's about 130 kilometers from Washington, D.C. Shannon Scott and her family, like many others, arrived here more than 2 hours early.
You get the ambiance, you get the fun concession stand, you get to wait for the dark, so there's family time together.
Scott says since her family discovered Family Drive-In 3 years ago, they have often made the hour and a half drive to enjoy two movies for less than the price of one where she lives.
It's a beautiful drive-in. It's worth it to come here all the time. We love it.
The first drive-in opened in New Jersey in 1933. By 1958, there were 4,000 in the U.S. They began to disappear rapidly in the 1970s and 80s. Today, fewer than 400 are still operating.
It's going to be the number one movie in the nation this weekend.
Jim Kopp owns Family Drive-In.
Drive-ins were built on the edge of towns, and as towns expanded, the price of land started to go higher. The land was more valuable than the business. So a lot of drive-ins lost to townhouse developments and to retail developments.
In the early years, drive-ins were a popular date destination. Now they mostly attract families. Cops Theater even has a playground where children can play before the movies start. 15 members of Fred Cunliffe's family drove from Texas, North Carolina, and other parts of Virginia for tonight's show.
It's something that we used to do as kids with my parents. So we just thought it'd be a really nice family event to come to the drive-in and let the kids get to see everything going on.
Some nearby hotels now offer special rates for people who drive in.
We've had a lot of guests. They come from very far and wide to see the drive-in theater.
Family Drive-In can fit up to 500 cars on its lot and plays new releases on its two screens. On a good night, Cop says, he may sell as many as 1,500 tickets.
Majority of movie ticket sales goes to the studios for film rental. They take up to 70% of the box office of takes.
So the theater maintains itself through the sale of food and drink. And there's a new challenge. Drive-ins will have to convert to digital projection by the end of the year when movie studios stop distributing 35mm films.
It's $70,000 per projector. So for my theater, it's $140,000 worth of debt that I have to take on to go digital.
Some drive-ins may not survive. Yet fans hope to enjoy movies under the stars for years to come. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.